plate a potential nugget.
Since you mentioned women getting onto boards, once again, any takeaways on two things, right? One is, let's say, for a woman who's had a successful executive career, mm-hmm. who's considering getting onto a few boards, mm-hmm. What are the few practical, thoughts in terms of what they could do? And second is just back to the point about settling in.
Yeah.
Any reflections on what are the two or three things they could think about as they settle into a new board role?
Sure. So I think in terms of getting on to boards, the good news is that there is a law, right? Mm. And which means every company does require. And, it's not that you get called for a board position only because you're a woman.
Sure.
But that certainly helps. So I would say, put your hand up. Get in touch with the couple of search firms who do this, and many of them do. Your previous firm does that. Spencer Stewart does that. A couple of other firms do that. So put your hand up is the first thing I would say. Second is there are a couple of courses also which are being run. Research that and go in for those courses, because often I think women might not even, the people at the board, men usually, might not even realize that this woman is looking for a board position or
right.
this woman has this background, because she might not be in a very high-profile role.
Right.
So you need to make sure, similar to how you would apply for another job, you need to be a little organized about it and you need to be systematic about it. Some people I found get squeamish about this. And they said, if I'm good, I should be noticed. Well, in a perfect world, you should be. But we don't live in a perfect world. So be organized, be systematic.
It's like the third transition you spoke about not just doing good work, but being
exactly
known for good work and relationships, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And once you get onto a board, then you have to prepare,
yeah.
right? And so I usually go and spend quite a bit of time with the management, just on my own, just listening. Figuring out, hearing about the business, what makes the business work, what doesn't make the business work. Before every board meeting, you should prepare. And for the first few months at the board meetings, just listen.
Mm.
You get much smarter about the business, but you also get much smarter about the board dynamics. And then you can start contributing.
Got it.
As a former search consultant at Egon Zehnder, I must mention that it's fascinating to see the difference between people who are thoughtful and organized about their careers and the people who are not. There are some people who would find opportunities to connect with you when they don't need a job, update you each time they move roles, and keep in touch in a non-intrusive and a value-additive way. I guess similar principles apply here as well. Just ensuring that you have visibility in the right circles, whether it is search firms, current women NEDs, key influencers on boards, is key, apart from building the capability that Vedika spoke about. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. Or if you want to listen offline, you could find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or some of the other popular podcast apps.